This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And, of course, joining me now from Shooting News Weekly is Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking at this article that we were talking about before the show. So basically, the Manhattan DA wants YouTube to get rid of legal content. Because how long has it been legal to make your own gun at home?
Since before the U.S. existed.
Yeah. And now we have the YouTubes. Tell me what is his problem with this? I mean, I know they just had this deal with this guy named Dexter Taylor where they caught him buying a bunch of legal components, and they found him guilty of doing nothing illegal, and he's going to go to jail over that for making quote unquote ghost guns in New York State.
Right.
Tell me about this. Tell me what Alvin Bragg. Why has he got time to do this? Isn't he busy making up crimes against Trump?
He doesn't prosecute many people many crimes.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's, so he can I be forgot all selective. About that.
Yeah, he can be very selective in the crime, the things he focuses on. And one of the things he's focusing on is 3D printing of guns. And he doesn't like the fact that people on YouTube who live in free states and can do what they want legally are putting out videos showing people how to print their own gun because it's perfectly legal to do in 47, 48 states, something like that.
Right.
And people are doing it. People are doing it all over the world. And I hate telling this, but people are doing it in the states where it's illegal too. Maybe even more so. But anyway, he's all up in arms, not about robberies, not about rapes, not about murders, not about people being shot in the subway system. But about YouTube having these videos available. Mm. And he's saying, oh my gosh, before last year, the highest number of ghost guns seized from the streets, in a single year was 4. However, this year, law enforcement has already confiscated 57, 4 months into the year. So now he's worried that 15-year-olds can be on YouTube. And YouTube can recommend, YouTube's algorithm can recommend videos that they think the viewer might like, and they're recommending videos that show how to print 3D guns. And he said, watching video clips about video games on YouTube, including popular Call of Duty, these recommendations to learn how to do that. And he said, they assert that with just a few clicks in a matter of minutes, YouTube's algorithm begins recommending video tutorials on 3D printing. And that they, you don't need an MIT engineering degree. All you need is a computer. You can transition from gaming to manufacturing guns in 15 minutes. So I wasn't aware that just using my computer, I could start printing guns through my Epson printer.
That's revolutionary.
My HP.
Yeah.
That is truly revolutionary.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of 21st century I'd always dreamed of. He doesn't mention the fact that you need to buy a 3D printer, you need to set it up, you need to buy filament, and there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. So it takes a lot more than 15 minutes and a lot more investment than just having it. Using the computer and the printer that you already have. This guy's absolutely insane, but I think that was demonstrated a long ago. He doesn't really care about crime. he only cares about certain crimes that certain people commit, and the victims of the recidivists who live and breathe on the state on the streets of New York and pound sand.
Right. Well, you know, would you agree that the leftists think that that's just some eggs broken to make the omelet when you're talking about that side of the story?
Yeah, I do think that. I think that's exactly what they think. You know, they've got an agenda and a political narrative that they're pushing, and whatever their future of this country, when they envision it, it doesn't include guns. It never has. It's always infuriating them that America has so many guns and that we have that right enshrined into our Constitution. They hate it, can't stand it, haven't been able to get around it, and the current makeup of the Supreme Court has made their lives infinitely more difficult. So now they're flailing. And one of the ways he could, you know, one of the few ways he could think of to try to curb some of this activity, the legal activity that he doesn't like, is to try to pressure YouTube, as many other politicians have done, to try and cut back on the gun-related content.
Here's the thing. This is the thing about this, though. This is the part that this is the thing leftists do. And so if guns are so bad, right, and that they always attack that with the guns thing. I've only seen one study where we look at the thing where we're looking at crime per gun versus crime per people. And they always take those two things and conflate them to where they start getting into census versus number of guns out there. And they point out how many guns are over here in this. And really, truly, for example, like, and New York would be a prime example of this. And they probably think England is good. They think England is a good model for the way the gun control regime should be. Do you know?
That's their nirvana.
Right. Well, the problem is that with violent crime in the United States, with violent crime, we get with all the categories of violent crime, the armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, homicide, rape, those four categories, 2.5 million crimes per year. In England, where they have fewer, where we have 120 guns per 100 people, and they have 19 guns per 100 people in England. They have 4.5 million violent crimes per year with 1/5 of the population. Raw numbers. And you know there's 100 gun per 100 people deficit between it. So it's not about the guns. Crime is not about the guns. It's never been about the guns.
Well, we're always told it's about the guns. How do we explain this discrepancy?
Well, I guess it's probably because most people are just law-abiding. The crime element of the United States, which is always out on the street, is a very small number, and their rate of recidivism is you know, epic. That's the only way I can explain it.
That's what happens if you don't prosecute and incarcerate criminal.
When you let them out before the ink's dry on the police officer's report. Coming up on the first break, this is at ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Shooting News Weekly premiered January the 4th. And we're coming up on we're at the end of April. And in that short period of time, they have become a go-to destination if you're looking for information about the gun culture, what it's about, what's happening in it, what's the latest thing. And that's epic. It used to take years and years and years. But Dan and Jim Shepard, they knew what they were doing. So we'll be right back. More to come with Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. So 13 banks colluded with the feds to monitor purchases or entirety of gun owners' accounts. What are the banks up to now and why?
Well, it's at least 13 banks they know of so far. If you go back and troll through the news years ago. They were saying, people were saying that, certain viewpoints and things like that was being, were being throttled, on social media, and that social media was working with the government to cancel certain accounts that were critical, of the government and that type of thing. And the social media accounts said, oh, no, that's never happened. We don't do that at all. And then the Twitter files came out and we learned that all of that was true. Well, banks have for years now, going back to the Obama administration, worked with government to debank and cut off services to companies that they didn't like. That was called Operation Choke Point.
Yep.
As part of the Obama administration's effort to make to delegitimize the perfectly legal business of making and selling firearms, trying to make life more difficult. Most of that ended under Trump, and a lot of that has come back under Biden to a certain extent, although a number of states have enacted laws that prevent that, or designed to cut those banks off from doing business with the state. Well, now we find out that after January 6th, the government defined extremism down and has been working with these banks to monitor people's transaction records, purchase records, for certain so-called red flag transactions. As the Daily Mail reports, the Biden administration worked with banks to comb through extremism indicators, like the purchase of a religious text, like a Bible, or searches like terms like MAGA and Trump, according to Shocking Revelation. And this also includes the purchases of firearms and ammunition. So the way the government sees it, anybody who buys firearms or ammunition is potentially an extremist, and they work directly with these 13 banks without warrant to monitor people's transactions on a massive scale, working with, I think they work directly with the FBI and something called the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Now, does typically, in order to get this sort of monitoring on anybody's personal account, wouldn't there have to be some sort of a warrant? Wouldn't there have to be some sort of a crime articulated in order for this to be this violation of privacy? Is this a violation of privacy if you bank somewhere?
It's certainly a violation of privacy, and you would expect them to require a warrant, but it's easy for the federal government to try to strong arm these banks since they regulate the banks. And I would guess, that some enterprising attorneys are going to be looking for account holders whose accounts were monitored and reported to the government. And that's going to be extremely hard to prove. But if they can do that, my guess that would then be the basis for some sort of a huge class action suit against these banks. But that's years down the road, I'm sure.
Now, I remember when they started Choke Point that I think it was McMillan Gun Stocks got deplatformed. Then Franklin Armory got deplatformed as far as having a bank and everything. And My presumption at that point would be that there would be some bank or some enterprise that would show up there and say, well, this is a void being created here and we could fill this. Did anything like that ever happen during Choke Point? Do you know?
It definitely did. Some banks did step forward. Some big banks like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, Citi. The big money center banks did decide, hey, we're not going to do business with gun-related businesses, and they called loans and they asked people to move their accounts. And then states like Louisiana and Texas and a number of others started to enact financial non-discrimination laws, where banks had to assert that they weren't doing this, because if they did, then they wouldn't have access to these states to underwrite state bond issues and things like that, which is a very lucrative business for a lot of these banks. Well, a number of them have been forced to change these policies, although some of them allegedly lie about that, and they make these attestations. Anyway, with the help of NSSF, has worked hard to get banks, hard to get states to push back against banks by passing these laws. That's been helpful in recent years.
I would just expect to see, I mean, they're trying, they're doing their best with this, I know, but I mean, I don't know. This is a bizarre world to exist in, isn't it? I mean, when you think about all the things they do and, you know, all the things they seek to restrict, while at the same time they're setting everything up for failure. And, like, let's go back to the ghost gun thing with Alvin Bragg. Is crime up in New York right now? Is crime popping in New York City right now?
I don't know what this statistics are. A lot of places like New York are reporting that crime is down, but I've also read counters to that saying that the reason is because they're not prosecuting the crimes and reporting. A lot of the crimes that are being committed aren't being reported, so these reports of crime going down are actually false if you look at what's actually happening on the street, not the official statistics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Uniform Crime Report now is never, it's not complete. 40% of the people are not, or 60% of the people are not reporting. So we don't even,
right.
they've even suppressed that. So we're coming up on the next break. This article is ripped straight from the pages of shootingnewsweekly.com. And I mean, you know, these are very thought provoking, critical thinking type articles that need to, you know, they illustrate the things that need to be illustrated and ask the questions that need to be asked. And this is why you would want to go there, because in being informed is a really smoking hot thing at the end of the day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Early Thursday morning, Los Angeles police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Meanwhile, Columbia University has announced that all classes and finals will be conducted remotely. The lawyer who represented the two women central to Donald Trump's New York trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film store Stormy Daniels, stated that the $130,000 $1,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. On the stand, he emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed by a U.S. appeals court. The group had argued the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Investor. USA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about making a bear run away.
Right.
Now, I got a question for you about bears and them running away. Do bears have really serious hearing? Are they really good? I mean, can sharp noise cause them? Is that what does it?
Well, they have excellent hearing. I don't think their hearing is quite as good as, say, a deer. Deers have bigger ears. But bears have excellent hearing. Usually, I suspect their hearing is much better than humans.
Right.
And so it's very likely that a very loud noise would be painful to a bear, but it's probably not severe pain. I mean, at a certain level that it's just going to cut out because it's too loud for it to comprehend. So there's some pain involved, but I think also it's just the startle effect. Like, what in the world was that? Because the loudest noise that most bears living out in the woods hear is a thunderclap.
Right.
And a firearm, most firearms produce noise in the neighborhood of that lightning strike thunderclap area. And it's the loudest thing they've ever heard, so it produces, I think, a lot of uncertainty into the bear's mind. And bears, generally, they don't want to get hurt, and they're cautious. And that is, they don't want to go after something that can cause them severe injury or death. Now, grizzlies are a little unusual in that most bears, if they perceive you as a possible threat, they'll just run away. And most grizzly bears, if they perceive you as a possible threat, well, just run away. But grizzlies have a higher percentage of what I would call bold bears who are willing to take on something that they think might be threatening if it's not too threatening. And, for example, grizzly bears will take on smaller bears very readily, and they'll take on a single human in some cases, you know, if they're part of that small group of bold bears. But they usually won't take on more than one person at a time. And if there's three people together, they almost never take them on. And I think that is because they've evolved to be very cautious around pack animals. They evolved around wolves and humans in Europe and Asia, the grizzly bears. Grizzly bears are a latecomer to most of North America. Humans got to the United States well before grizzly bears. Humans were in the United States long before grizzly bears. And the grizzly bears came not very long afterwards, but we see we're talking about south of Canada. Now, bears and humans were both up in Alaska for quite a while before they migrated south to the lower 48. But we have pretty good evidence now that humans were in the southwest where there wasn't a glacier covering everything. In New Mexico, we've uncovered some amazing archaeological stuff that showed human footprints and tools roughly about 20,000 years ago. Grizzly bears didn't get down there until, about 10,000 years ago. So grizzly bears are kind of an exotic species addition to most of North America. So they were, what I'm saying is that evolutionarily they were used to humans. And they were used to wolves. And they got used to humans with dogs, but that was later, you know. I don't think we had dogs until about 20,000 years ago. But they learned that pack animals are dangerous if there's very many of them. I mean, one grizzly can take on one wolf, and it's, you know, they tend to overmatch the wolf. They're hard to catch the wolf, but if they can get a hold of them, they've got them. But two or three wolves? Whoa, a big difference. And the same with humans. One human against one grizzly with flint-tipped weapons, the grizzly's got a huge advantage.
Right.
Two humans with flint-tipped lances, or three humans with flint-tipped lances, can kill a single bear. Because when that bear is healing the tongue, the other one sticks the lance into its heart and lungs area. And so the bear dies. So it's bad policy for grizzly bears to take on more than one human at a time, and that seems to show up in their instinctual behavior. But what has happened in the last few hundred years is that humans invented better weapons, and now one human can easily carry a weapon that'll take out any bear around. So most grizzly bears have evolved to the point because bears that were too bold just got killed off. Grizzly bears, I'm talking about.
Right.
And so the bold bears got killed off, and we got a population of bears that were very, very careful, most all the time, of avoiding people. But we've created a very artificial situation in the last 50 years where we don't allow people to shoot grizzly bears. They're protected. And so the bears from, the 50 years ago, we're starting to see this population of some bold bears again that say, well, those humans, they're paper tigers. They never hurt me. So they're more likely to attack. Now, we've got another study that I found fascinating that talks about this pain, the ability of pain to stop grizzly bears. And this was a great study done on black bear. Well, I said grizzly, but I mean black bears because that study was done all on black bears. And they looked at the different mechanisms to stop and discourage black bears. Now, that's mostly in a park-like setting. And they looked at bear spray, and they looked at, I think, slingshots with slingshot ammunition, probably marbles or maybe steel pellets or something like that.
Right.
And they looked at rubber bullets out of a shotgun. And they found that the rubber bullets and the slingshots were significantly more effective than bear spray in stopping the bears.
Really?
Well, a 22 bullet is a lot more painful than a rubber bullet out of a shotgun,
right,
or a slingshot firing a mark. So you cannot convince me that even a 22 rimfire used to inflict pain on a bear isn't going to be more effective than bear spray. Because we have this study and we see it in the data we have collected. Now, in our data, we found where the bear was actually hit. Now, we're not talking, we couldn't tell if the bear was hit. You know, these cases have descriptions and everything, but sometimes somebody shoots, they think they hit the bear, people investigate, they don't find any blood, and they say, well, we don't know if the bear was hit or not, but it ran off. So was that a hit or not? We don't include that in this analysis. We looked at 130 incidents where we know the bear was hit. And of those 130 incidents where the bears were hit, in 113 cases, the bear ran off before they died. So that tells me that pain was effective 87% of the time. Which makes sense. I mean, if something is causing you a lot of pain, you don't stick around. Now, some of those bears died later. But the point was that they didn't die right now.
Right.
And they didn't die right now. So they were in significant pain for a period of time, and that's why they broke off the fight and left.
Hang on for me, if you will, for one last time, coming up on the last break. This article is at amelan.com, published on the 1st of May. And it is there along with 2,400 plus others, a singular archive waiting for you, with all kinds of still very, very applicable, you know, very poignant articles that would apply today on the biggest website of its type in the United States, or on the planet, for that matter. Actually, that's actually on the planet. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. EMTs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about bears. And caliber, it's not all about caliber.
Right.
So,
I mean, I am not saying that caliber isn't useful, that it isn't a good idea to have a heavy bullet that will inflict a lot of damage and can penetrate a long way.
Right.
It just appears that it's nowhere near the most important factor. The most important factor is probably having the firearm in the first place.
Right.
And whether it's a .22 rimfire or a 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum, the important is that you have it for the three factors we discussed in the last segment. One, confidence. Having a firearm makes you more confident.
Right.
Number two, noise. Firearms are loud. So you don't want a suppressor on your bear defensive gun.
Oh, no.
And bears don't like loud noises, and they usually will run off for morning shots.
Now, I want to ask you a question about that. So,
go ahead.
With a bear, I have read many times where the bear is in the middle of the attack, the bear has a hold of the victim and everything, and the victim tries to shoot the bear or does shoot the bear. And when the bear is in the middle of that physical attack, and I guess maybe is there anything hormonal happening with a bear, like the adrenaline dump we go through?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I don't have the data.
But when the attack the attack is ongoing, it doesn't seem to work nearly as well as if you can head it off with a warning shot. Is that correct?
Well, I agree. I mean, once the bear is committed, it takes more to stop it. But there are many accounts where a bear is in attack mode and is persuaded to stop the attack either by shots being fired or damage being done by the person being attacked or by other people, and it stops and takes off. I mean, there's a current situation where a person was being attacked by a bear. And it was a grizzly bear. It was in Montana.
Right.
And I'm not going to say the name on the air right off. But this man had a pistol, and he tried to shoot at the bear, but unfortunately he had an empty chamber.
Right.
And the pistol didn't go off. But he was being attacked. He was pretty badly mauled, but he had two companions, and from my understanding, they were bow hunters. Well, they grabbed rocks and sticks and threw rocks and sticks at the bear. So remember, now the bear is under one is being hit, and he's also realizes he has more than one opponent. And he broke off the attack, and he left. And my thought is, if rocks and sticks were enough to make him stop, if the fellow had not had an empty chamber, but it actually got a shot off just before the bear made contact, there's a good chance that bear would have taken off right away. But yes, I do think you are correct in that a bear that's committed to an attack is harder to persuade to leave than one that hasn't made contact yet.
Right. And I would imagine that even with the things that are going on with that, if you're looking at it, there's a possibility it's a bluff charge or something. So that goes part and parcel with the whole fact of part of it not being committed.
Right. Well, what we see is that bears are constantly like reevaluating what's going on at the moment.
Right.
And so they change their mind in an instant. And somebody writing about bears, and I've read most books that I can find on it, you know, doing research, and one stuck in my head, and I think it's fairly common, it's probably not 100%, it said, you can't predict what a bear is going to do. The bear doesn't know what the bear is going to do.
Right.
Because there's constantly changing inputs. It's like us. Yeah, we're going to do certain things, but if we get a different sensory input all of a sudden, we might change our mind.
Right.
And I think that works for bears as well as humans. And I say the best thing we can do as humans is to remind bears that we are the dominant predator on the planet.
Right.
Because after, you know, a few bold bears are removed from the gene pool, we'll be back to the more natural situation where bears just avoid humans because humans are too dangerous to confront. And that's where we should be trying to go. But, of course, it contradicts the popular narratives that bears really aren't dangerous. And any time a conflict occurs, it's necessarily the human's fault. It's never the bear's fault.
Right.
I'm exaggerating. But there is that out there. I mean, look at all the stuff I've seen. You've seen it, too, where people will say, well, that's not the bear's fault. You're in the bear's territory. No. All that territory belongs to us. We allow the bears to be there.
Well, you know, I guess part and parcel of this thing is that these people are out there wanting to, the ones that, like Smith and those guys that are advocating for bear spray, do they get the part where the most bears are killed by other bears? The bears that are killed out there in the wild are killed by other bears. The male bear will kill every cub it can find if it's not his cub, right?
Well, it's a little more complicated.
Right.
But big, mature male bears tend to kill and eat whatever cubs they can catch. And they will often kill female bears as well and eat them. And we don't know the exact number, but there have been several studies. And from what I can tell from the studies, about half the bear cubs that die in a given year are killed by male bears
right.
that are practicing cannibalism. And a significant number of sow bears that are killed every year, that die every year, are killed by male bears. So, yes, more bears are killed by other bears that are killed by people by a significant number. And so if you remove these big dominant bears, which is what trophy hunters do, then more cubs survive. That's just the way it is.
Right. Just
so I'd say, you know, caliber, power, all that can be important, but it's not as important as we thought.
Right. I guess the other thing is you were just talking about trophy hunters. I guess with bears, anybody hunting a bear, would they be considered a trophy hunter? Because most people don't look at – I mean, I know my cousin used to date this guy that was a black bear hunter. And he actually would kill the bear and harvest the bear and jar the bear up.
And oh, yeah.
Tasted a little bit like cubesteak, you know?
It depends where you are.
Right.
But most of the black bears taken in Wisconsin, where I have more knowledge about the subject, are harvested. You know, they have a good pelt. A lot of them are eaten. Sometimes really big old male bears are not at Tasty, they take better, more preparation.
Right.
But I've eaten a fair amount of bear meat, harvested mostly by my brother and his daughter and his son. And, you know, it's a pretty good place to hunt bears up in northern Wisconsin.
Right.
And the stuff I've had has generally been quite good. Now, they usually make it as a roast or sometimes as a stew, and they might cook it in a pressure cooker. But the stuff I've had, what I remember it is, it tasted like a pretty good grade of roast beef.
Right.
That's my, what I experienced when eating bears. So, now, I don't think as many people eat grizzly bears. The big ones, the big male trophy bears, don't have a reputation for being as tasty. And the meat is just generally tougher. But among the native tribes, they eat bear all the time. Not all bear, all the time. But they particularly love bear cubs. I mean, it's easier to harvest a bear cub than it's a big grizzly.
Right.
And that's another thing about sow bears, grizzly sows, protecting cubs, is they hit and run. They hit what they perceive as a threat. And once they think they've neutralized it, they take off. Well, it's easy to understand why.
Well, you know what?
Especially when...
We're going to have to pick that up tomorrow. We're going to pick that up tomorrow because we have run out of time. This article you can find at amaland.com. We will be back and finish this up tomorrow afternoon. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we got hour number three inbound. We'll have a part two with Dean tomorrow. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.